Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I think it's just a testament to the work that he's put in, came back. He's in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Ooh, Coach, I'm blushing. See the abs on him. Mm.
All right, come on.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Former President Donald Trump set to meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who did meet yesterday with both Vice President and presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and President Biden. I had forgotten, but the former president did not leave things in a great place with the prime minister at the end of his presidency. Netanyahu quickly congratulated Biden following the 2020 election on his victory, and Trump didn't like that. Trump's also been critical of the prime minister more recently, accusing him of not being prepared for the October 7th attack. So could be an interesting meeting ahead at Mar-a-Lago as those two try to mend fences.
Okay.
And Netanyahu hedges his bets, right? I got to meet with the current president, the vice president who might be president, and this guy who might be president.
And each conversation probably very different.
No, I told them. Yeah. I didn't, right? Can you see BB? Yeah, I told them. I totally don't want them. Right, you know, like, I mean, I told them I want them to win. Like, good luck. But like, I totally rooting for you.
Right, yeah, yeah. So here's how you can help me.
The other election related news coming out, Vice President Harris kind of going on the offensive. She wants a debate, she says, with former President Trump on the schedule.
I'm ready. And I think the voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage. And so I'm ready. Let's go.
What's the controversy? Trump campaign says they're not going to commit to any more debates until Vice President Harris is formally nominated.
The vice president taunting Trump, saying voters deserve to see the split screen between her and the former president, and Harris taking to social media saying, what happened to any time, any place?
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. I'm not sure there's much of a there.
I mean, I would imagine they'll still debate. It just, he's waiting, what, until after August, until they know for sure that she's the nominee?
I mean, is it the Harris campaign trying to turn a nothing burger into an offensive weapon here and saying, well, he won't debate me? Like, say what you want about the former president. If you love him, you find it heroic. If you don't like him, you find it at best reckless. But the guy's not afraid of anything. Right? Has he demonstrated, like, any fear of not getting on the stage with someone?
Well, but also remember, had they not debated Biden and Trump in, what, several weeks ago, Biden could still be the nominee.
Indeed. And many Republicans or conservatives or Trump supporters, whomever, were critical of the former president walking into that debate because he got nothing that benefited him in the negotiation of how that debate was going to play out. It was on CNN. It was no audience, you know, this podium, that, whatever. And they're saying, what are you doing? Like, this, hold out until you can get a better deal. He went ahead with it, and then we see what happens. So I don't see him as being, I don't want to debate Vice
They'll
President
debate.
Harris.
They'll debate.
They'll debate.
It'll
so that's
happen.
That.
That's, well, anyway, that's what you would expect.
The when, where, and how many still to be decided. Sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers get back to work on the practice field today, day off of practice and training camp Thursday. Barring an unforeseen announcement this morning, Jordan Love still sitting out practice until a new deal is done. Let's talk about a guy who is practicing, and some thought might not even be back with the team this year. Running back A.J. Dillon has apparently reported to camp in impressive condition. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
This is the best I've seen him. So, hands down. And I think he would tell you the same. I think it's just a testament to the work that he's put in, came back. He's in great shape. I mean, shoot, I was joking with him the other day. You can see the abs on him, and that's hard for a big man to do.
Ooh, Coach, I'm blushing. See the abs on him.
Mm. All right, come on.
Big news in the offseason was the free agent signing of running back Josh Jacobs, presumed to be the starter for the season ahead. But if Quadzilla has now added the six-pack to the frame, that it would be some kind of one-two punch.
We're talking about practice.
10:30 practice open to the public in Green Bay today.
All the talk on Thursday was about Christian Yelich and his back as the Brewers prepare for the Marlins tonight at American Family Field. Yelich on the IL with back inflammation. Now, MLB.com reporter Adam McKelvey says Yelich saw a back specialist Thursday and has decided to get rest and treatment rather than season-ending surgery.
Okay.
We'll ask Adam.
Was that on the table?
Yeah, I guess so. 7:45, Adam will join us for Brewers 360. So he could be out a while, but Adam says it's also, there's some sources there that indicate this could be a shorter stint than what happened last time earlier this year. With the trade deadline on Tuesday, what does this mean for Matt Arnold? Would he pull the trigger on perhaps a replacement for Yelich? We asked him about this on Thursday.
I do think we're going to miss him for sure. Certainly open to looking outside, but we do have a lot of really good outfielders as well. Yeah. And I know that those guys are going to need to step up here while he's out.
All right, so we'll see what happens. Tonight, it's the Brewers and Marlins. And you know what it is tonight? Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Yacht Rock Night tonight.
They're going to lean all the way into it. Oh, can't wait to see the scoreboard. They're going to have all these guys in captain's hats and stuff. Summer Olympic Games opening ceremonies just hours away. We'll go live to Paris next. The Summer Olympic Games opening ceremony set to begin in about 6 hours on the River Seine and a stadium in Paris this morning. Reports of a coordinated attack on European high-speed rail that has snarled travel for folks in and around the host city. We get to all of it here. Live from Paris, ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is with us this morning. Ines, I don't know from where you sit, but how big of a deal is this travel mess now? ABC reporting a series of fires slowing, if not halting, some rail travel.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's a big concern. So it is, we're talking about this massive arson attack on the railway system. The French rail company SNCF says there were a number of fires set at different railway stations around the country. Officials are saying the attacks were meant to damage installations and destabilize the railway system. They are calling it a coordinated attack. They say that in some places, cables were also cut. High-speed rail lines seem to have been the target. And even the Eurostar train from London has been affected. So in all, over 800,000 passengers have been affected. The rail network says it'll take all weekend to repair. So this is going to have, you know, a major impact on the number of tourists who are hoping to Paris in time for the opening ceremony this evening.
Well, apparently it's supposed to be an attendance record for these games. And as we were just talking to some folks here from Wisconsin who traveled, like I have to imagine it's really crowded there.
Yeah, I mean, ticket sales for the games this year have beat an all-time record. So we are looking at 8.7 million tickets with another million sold for the Paralympics. They're expecting anywhere from 11 to 15 million tourists to attend the Olympics, you know, in all over the whole duration. So it's a big deal. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a buzz here on the streets of Paris, lots of excitement, lots of security as well. So lots of checkpoints, lots of, you know, members of the military, police officers who've been deployed to try and ensure that everything, you know, goes smoothly because these are going to be very unique games. You've got the opening ceremony that's going to be held on the Seine, on the river. That's the first time in history that the opening ceremony will have been held outside of a stadium. You've got the events themselves that are going to be held at different venues all around town, at, you know, at these iconic landmarks. So you're going to have beach volley at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, for instance. You're going to have fencing just outside of the monument where Napoleon was laid to rest. So it's really an Olympics that's going to be kind of spread out across town. And so security wise, it's going to be hard to, you know, ensure that everyone's safety. So that's why you're seeing this ramped up security presence on the streets of Paris.
Do we know where the torch is right now?
The torch is in the Paris region, so it's been on this incredible journey. It's one of my kind of favorite aspects of all this, you know, Olympic stuff so far. It's been on this incredible journey all around France. It was first lit in Greece, and it traveled all around France, and it went to these distant French territories, to French Guiana and French islands in the Caribbean, and as far as French Polynesia. And then it came back to France, and it is now in the Paris region. It was just at the Versailles Chateau, and it will be, you know, of course, the opening ceremony is going to culminate with the Olympic torch lighting the Olympic cauldron, which will be lit for the duration of the Games, and that will mark the kind of official beginning of the Games.
We're talking with Ines de la Cotera of ABC News. She is live with us in Paris this morning. Americans to watch tonight, Ines, it's tennis star Coco Gauff and the NBA's senior statesman LeBron James, the U.S. flag bearers.
That's right. Yeah, so they're both doing it together, which is a really, really fun twist. So Gauff said it was a big surprise for her. She actually spoke to some of my colleagues at ABC yesterday. She was very sweet, clearly very excited. She told us she's never met LeBron, but you know, she kind of seemed scared to approach him, and she said she's concerned about the height difference, which I think is going to be something to watch, he's so tall, and so she's worried she'll be too short standing next to him holding the flag together, but it's a big deal. She's the first tennis player to do it, so she says she's super grateful to her Team USA teammates for nominating her.
Ines de la Cotera, ABC News correspondent, will be talking with you through these games. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So NBC will have live coverage at 11 o'clock our time of the opening ceremony, and then primetime coverage, so they kind of reset it and do it up. If you want to just settle in with your popcorn, that starts at 6:30
tonight.
That'll
be nice and edited, all
yes.
the best parts.
They'll be cleaned up, right? Yeah, a little commentary and such.
Snoop Dogg, by the way.
That's at 6:30 tonight on Channel 4.
He's grabbing the torch. He gets a little torch
at some point today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I asked for new music. This is not better. Brewers back home tonight. We'll look ahead in sports coming up at 6:45.
Apparently, not as many people are getting a kick from champagne these days.
LVMH is reporting a 15% decline in champagne sales in the first half of this year compared to last. The luxury giant CFO says it's because there's not much to celebrate these days, whether it's geopolitical or macroeconomic. Despite the dip, the company's champagne sales are still above pre-pandemic levels. LVMH champagne brands include Dom Perignon, Krug, and Moet. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I'm not sure I get that. Not much to celebrate. People still get married. Still graduate, still have parties, still.
And are they talking specifically about champagne or all of the sparkling, all the bubblies?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
It just seems strange to blame it on, because of geopolitical issues. No one is
Everybody's in a bad mood. Nobody's.
Really?
We're certainly drinking more.
I was going to say. So, I mean, maybe that's just the issue. Maybe champagne is just not good.
Not doing it enough. Not hard enough. Give me something 100 proof. 6:40 in Wisconsin's Morning News. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. 3 more days to get up there and check it out. You know, we are a battleground state politically, getting a lot of presidential visits. And you notice, you know, the president or even the vice president has a big old motorcade. And always a full complement of those vehicles, including the specialized limousine.
Yes, the beast.
They don't drive that up from Washington, right? It gets here somehow. And oftentimes it's carried on a U.S. Air Force C-17 Globemaster. Saw it pulling out after the VP's visit the other day.
Cool.
Flew right near my house. So cool. These massive military transport planes, they can actually fit 10 armored Humvees inside, up to 100 paratroopers with all their gear. You can't fully appreciate it, really, until you get up close. Or even better, go inside one, and you can do that right now at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Looks like the whale's belly in Pinocchio. Visitors to EAA climbed the ramp inside this massive cargo jet.
It reminded me of when you're like in a house before they put the edge of the walls on.
In the cockpit, there was a bunch of like buttons and the thing.
And there's like controls. Not only in front, but also behind and on the ceiling.
So it looks like that would probably be a pretty tough job.
Yeah.
Captain CJ Fotinos. I'm an instructor pilot on the C-17. One of the biggest, most active air transport aircraft right now in the Air Force.
I know it's probably not your area, but how does this thing get off the ground?
Oh my gosh, very powerful engines. And the miraculous thing is we need 3,500 feet of runway. That's it.
Which makes it versatile, agile, and needed all over the world.
The Arctic Circle, basically landing on an ice runway short. So that one was pretty cool to see. And then we get to go into dirt airfields, so we can land on dirt.
That sounds like a no thank you for me.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes for some cool photos.
And yet nothing cooler than dropping this big boy into Oshkosh, Wisconsin for aviation's biggest week of the year.
Right? I got to fly it in here on Friday, so that was like a life goal to fly it into Oshkosh. It's a big deal. There's a lot of eyes here, so to be able to fly this beast in is great.
At EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, Vince Vetrano, WTMJ News. So good to talk to Captain Fotinos. You know, her father was Air Guard Wisconsin, so she grew up around here.
Okay, cool.
Or spent some time here as a kid. And so really for her, she said just a tremendous honor to be able to fly this aircraft into Oshkosh because it's the Super Bowl for aviation fanatics. And she pilots this huge thing. Super cool. And what's great is she and others with the Air Force are out there to answer your questions. They're all over the place. They're inside the thing. They're up in the cockpit. Mm-hmm. Come on up. Look at this. Look at that. And folks just walk up and ask questions. I was there talking to Captain Fotinos, and there was a young lady who was interested in maybe pursuing the Air Force. The family's there. Okay, so she should go here. Who should she talk to here? What should we do?
Oh, great.
She's a junior in high school.
That's awesome.
And getting the whole thing. And she was super excited to give her all that information. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Three more days today, tomorrow, and Sunday. 6:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
No update, no news. So presumably no practice for Packers quarterback Jordan Love, who is still refusing to practice till he gets a new contract.
We're talking about practice.
Now, today would be four practices missed, unless there's some sort of announcement this morning that we haven't heard about yet. So if you're ready for this storyline to be done, ESPN's Jen Latta with us this week, so don't hold your breath.
You're right? Antsy now?
Yeah.
I mean, the people I talk to around the league say this could go on for weeks.
No.
What do you mean? Yes.
We can't have that.
So here's the thing. When you have leverage in a business situation, you have to take the leverage. He's supposed to make $11 million this year. That is like $40 million less than his comps in the league.
Well, Thursday was a non-practice day at camp. Packers due to hit the field again today. 10:30 practice open to the fans at Ray Nitschke Field.
Brewers and Marlins tonight at American Family Field.
Ooh.
Yacht Rock night.
That really puts me in the mood for baseball.
At the old bar yard. Bar yard, come on out. All the talk on Thursday was I can't say this seriously.
No, turn it off. Am I at the dentist?
All right. So all this talk on Thursday was about Christian Yelich and his back. Now Adam McKelvey from MLB.com says he saw a specialist Thursday, decided to rest and get treatment rather than get season-ending surgery, which apparently was on the table. That is not the case. They're not going to do that. For now, he's just going to go on the IL. We'll hear from Adam coming up at 7:45. We did ask Matt Arnold about it. We wanted to find out what he thought, if this would open up more avenues for a trade.
I think we're going to miss him for sure.
All right, here's Matt Arnold talking about it.
I do think we're going to miss him for sure. Certainly open to looking outside, but we do have a lot of really good outfielders as well. And I know that those guys are going to need to step up here while he's out.
So not a no. I mean, it sounds like there is still that possibility of something there. We'll have to see. Hey, real quickly, there was a no-hitter in baseball on Thursday. This is Dylan Cease of your San Diego Padres.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. They'll a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home today.
A sea of San Diegans.
I've never heard that line before.
Sea of San Diegans celebrating.
So congratulations.
What's that look like? I don't know. Thank you.
Yacht Rock Night.
Summer Olympic Games in Paris kick off officially today, although there have been some competitions already, but the opening ceremony is in about 5 hours, our time. ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel in the house with us today.
There are always, Gabe, some unique sports. That's what makes the Olympics fun, right? When you see like the short track bicycle racing or something like that. Have you heard that there's this modern pentathlon?
I am unfamiliar with the modern. What makes it a modern pentathlon?
Right, a pentathlon. What would be five disciplines? Wait, yes.
So is there an old school pentathlon as well?
It's like hammer throwing and whatever.
This one.
Rock moving.
So this combines show jumping, so equestrian stuff.
Okay. Yep.
With fencing.
Okay.
With swimming.
Naturally. Okay.
And then it says a laser run where you have to shoot at targets. So it starts with show jumping an unfamiliar horse. I don't know what that means.
Wait, hang on. Let's explore that a little bit more. So,
an unfamiliar, so like a horse you've never met before? Are they just like going to a local farm in Paris and just grabbing a bunch of horses?
Oh, grab Barney.
Here you go.
Here's old Barney.
Old man LaFontaine has a bunch of horses out there. Just grab one of these.
So that's what you start with and do some show jumping. Then it moves to two rounds of fencing.
Okay.
While on the horse, or have we ditched the horse at this point?
I assume you're off the horse.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on the horse with the sword, isn't that jousting?
I suppose it would be.
After that, and this is for real. This is, they're doing this. Followed by
you're
a cool
making this
off.
Up.
I am not. There's a picture of it.
Are you sure?
Followed by a cool off.
AI
with a,
can be some really convincing.
Greg, is he making it up?
It looks legit.
So then they do a freestyle
swim. That's good producing.
Okay, freestyle swim.
So there's the fencing, there's the mystery horse, and then there's the freestyle swim. The final portion is a laser run where athletes alternate between running and shooting at targets.
All right, so it's just James Bond camp. Is that what you're telling me? This is James Bond camp. Because, again, I feel like if you watch the movies, Bond has done all these things. He's definitely fenced. He's definitely ridden a horse. Definitely running and shooting. I mean, at some point, he's definitely swimming, right? Like, this is just a James Bond Olympic event.
I like that idea. And the reason they came up with this is because this is old school type of stuff, apparently, because it helped cavalry riders develop the skills to survive behind enemy lines back in the day.
So is this the Summer Olympic equivalent of, because the biathlon is the skiing and shooting, like you're doing the cross country skiing, then you're stopping and shooting at targets.
And that's a lot of work. Like, that's hard to do.
Oh, cross country skiing is, I mean, that'll kick you in the butt.
Yeah, don't misunderstand the humor. These things are hard to do. There's no question. It's just an oddity of the combination.
My question for all these random, you know, Olympic sports, handball, all these different things. This, obviously, how do you find out you're good at these things?
That's a great question.
What aptitude in what areas have you shown to say, you know what I really should do is focus on the fencing and the riding and the laser shooting?
Where do I have to live to be exposed to something like this? I mean, I grew up in a small town, you know, like we didn't even have a soccer program, right? Like our high school didn't even have a soccer program.
That niche sport of soccer.
Yes, correct. So it's not like I could even get into soccer, much less, you know, riding a strange horse.
You could probably have done some of that in Horicon. You could have ridden some strange horses.
Yes, that is very fair. That is very fair. Could have ridden. But like, I don't even know how you find out you're good at these things. Like, even now living in Milwaukee like I have for the past decade, like, is there a Milwaukee handball club that I'm unaware of?
Actually,
and then there's scouts that come, you know, and they're looking for Olympic talent. I just don't know. Like, obviously, you know, basketball and swimming and gymnastics, there are clubs and programs and whatever that they develop, you know, kids from a young age in these things. But like some of the more niche and some of the more just random Olympic sports, I have no idea. Like you were showing me a picture of rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah.
Is that just a gymnast who failed at all the other stuff and they went, hey, here's a ribbon, go play in the court?
It's either hoop or ball or ribbon, I think, right?
Somewhere right now, there's a 7-year-old in Butte, Montana, who's dreaming one day I will ride a strange horse in the Olympics.
If you'd like to watch the strange horse, modern pentathlon.
The prodigy.
It's going to take place August 8th, 10th, and 11th.
Mom and dad are high pressure. You get back on that horse, boy.
If you're fast, you're fast. They throw you in the track. They figure it out. But, you know, I just don't necessarily understand how you get into some of these.
What's the TV schedule for that?
It's going to be on. You'll find it.
6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give.